you know, there's several levels of bands coming out of Cleveland. You know, Razzburg is obviously really big. Nationally and all, you guys are really big. And there's, it seemed for a while there, every bar in the corner had a great band in there. The Generators and Mr. Stress and Wild Horses and, you know, can go on and on. But it seems like Cleveland in particular, you know, even bypassing Akron, Cleveland didn't really become the springboard that should be with all the talent that was there. What, do you have any take on that?
You're right. I mean, there's always a lot of good talent. I'm sure there still is. You know, if I hung out in the bars now, I probably would, you know, be more aware of it. But it was it's very cyclical too. I mean, the club scene thrives for a while, and then it always has been this way, and it seems to kind of die out for whatever reason for a few years, and then it comes back. And that's how bands become good bands. When you've got to play 4 hours a night in front of a bunch of drunks who usually half the time don't care who's up there. You know, that's where you find out, can you do this or not? And it's good to find that out, because if you can't do it, you should get out of it real early. But I don't know. I mean, it was a much more cohesive scene. I've always said that if I had to do this for a living, which I did, I picked a good time to do it back then, when it was my only occupation. Because radio, both here and around the country, was much more open, much more accepting, much more willing to, it was much more musical. The club scene was better. You could go out on the road and build a following. And you could go to radio stations and build a following there and this sort of thing. And it was, you know, the music business was getting to, they were just finding out, the corporate people were that, oh my goodness, there's a tremendous amount of money to be made here. When most of us were just doing it because we loved it. Mm-hmm. And most of us were stupid about it. And that's why most of us didn't make any money at it, you know. But I mean, I look at myself as being really, really, really lucky to have made a living for, you know, roughly 20 years doing something that I really loved to do and probably would have done for free.